podcast people. Good morning. Now we're all together. We got YouTube, we got Facebook, we got the podcast. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome. This is Jennifer, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are in Hebrews chapter 5. Moving along. Hebrews chapter 5. Grab your Bibles. Today's a read-through day because it's day one, and that means we are reading through Hebrews chapter 5. We've already read through the entire book of Hebrews. We did that at the beginning of our lesson. I'd encourage you at some point to read through Hebrews again, cover to cover. Know where you're going, know where you've been. Those of you who are just now joining this podcast or the Bible study through YouTube or Facebook, wherever you are, thank you for being here. It's a great study. We're having a great time. Somebody asked me, is it okay to join? I feel like I've missed a lot. You have missed a lot. Where have you been? We've been waiting for you. Just kidding. You have missed, obviously. However, this is a great day to jump in. It's chapter 5. It's a great chapter. Don't worry about chapters 1 through 4 right now. Just plug into chapter 5. And go ahead and read through chapters 1 through 4 on your own. Take your own notes and dive in. This is all about you getting into the Word and studying it on your own, embracing it on your own, and really thinking through what God has to teach us in His Word. And so if you're just now joining us, awesome. Welcome. Really glad you're here. Make sure you check in, say hi, tell me where you're listening from, how you heard about the podcast or this YouTube video. Love to read your comments. Love to know who you are, what you're up to today, what kind of coffee you like, pumpkin spice, everything I assume right now, right? I do. My Trader Joe's, where's my coffee? My Trader Joe's pumpkin spice coffee. So enjoying all of that. Tell me what you like to do, what you like to do while you're doing your Bible study, or drink while you're doing your Bible study, and so we can get to know each other. We have a better community here. And then the Bible study, unless I don't have it posted yet, up onto the website, but normally I have that all ready to go for you. Well, by tomorrow I will. Actually, later on this afternoon, probably. It'll be at lamoradachurch.com. Go to the Women's Ministry Bible Study page, and you will see tons of stuff there, plenty of Bible studies for you to pick and choose from, and of course the current one we're doing right now in Hebrews, and you can print the Bible study for free, print it and follow along, or you could just open it up as a PDF, which is actually quite helpful, because any Bible reference that is in there, you'll be able to click on inside the PDF and open it right to BibleGateway.com, where your Bible verses can be found online. It makes it really handy when you're traveling, because you can call it up on your phone, your Kindle, or your computer or whatever, and have it with you everywhere you go. We do print them for you. It's $35, and it covers the entire Bible study, plus you get a beautiful binder. I will show you. The reading binder. Ooh, ah. And that's $35, and it covers the entire study all year long, all the printing that goes into that. Or you just print it for free at home. All right, so we are on Lesson 5, Day 1. Let me tell you a little secret. This is only available to those of you who listen to the Bible study online with me. When I first went in to write through Chapter 5 of Hebrews, I had organized it in four daily sessions. And because I did an overview of the entire book and plotted out the entire year and kind of made some educated guesses on how long it would take me to do each chapter. When I got to this chapter, I noticed it was only 14 verses, just a little bit of content, and I thought I will probably be able to cover this in 4 days. Not so. When I went to start reading and digging in and writing it, oh my goodness, it kept on expanding. So it's expanded within our range, which is generally a 10-day study, because we cover this every 2 weeks. But it definitely went from 4 days to, seven. I think it's seven. Because there's a lot of content here, even though it's short 14 verses, there's a ton to unpack. So as we read, don't be surprised if you're going, what? What does this even mean? And what's interesting is when I read through commentaries and study with others, they ask the same questions. And these are guys who've got their, all the letters after their name as well. All right, let's go ahead. I lost the video for Pete's sake. It's got to be something with my video because I didn't even touch it this time. All right. I have to keep an eye on it because it does have this little light that tells me when the video goes on and off. My goodness gracious, it's a very sensitive. I rearranged everything this morning. That's why I got started a little bit late. Anyway, speaking of starting a little late, 4 minutes into the podcast, we haven't even started reading yet. But I'm nervous to touch my computer. I don't want to lose you again. Ah! For Pete's sake. All right, here we go. Hebrews chapter 5. I'm being very ginger with my computer. And so hopefully I won't turn off the video again. I need to update a different picture. That picture is a little old of me, but it was just kind of the picture I had when I first started doing webinars back in the olden days. And I need to update that picture. I think I had different bangs when I did that picture. Anyway, here we go. Hopefully we won't lose the video. We are on, if you open up your Bible study, again, we're on lesson 5, day 1, and our lessons are organized as such. We open up each day with some kind of a chit-chat from me, and then we move into prayer, which we're going to get to that in just a second, and then we go through the study, which will begin with writing and memorizing a Bible verse that we'll focus on for the next 2 weeks, and then we go into that day's reading and answer some questions. Today is all about just the reading, and we're actually going to write Hebrews chapter 5. So I've provided for you in the back of your Bible study notebook some blank pages that say, write the word. And those are there for you to actually handwrite the book of Hebrews. So that by the end of our study, you will have handwritten all of Hebrews chapters 1 through 13. Pretty exciting. So let's go ahead and pray and get started with our reading and our writing through Hebrews today. Would you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you again so much for your word. What a blessing it is to come together in this community of friends and study together. Thank you for every woman or man listening to this podcast, this video right now. Thank you for them and their interest in being in your word. Bless our time together right now to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I'm going to read to you from the opening page introduction. This is on page 100 of your study. Again, lesson 5, day 1. Read and write Hebrews chapter 5. Please join me today and every weekday as I teach through each of the days of lesson. Oh, for Pete's sake, it says 3. Well, maybe it says 5 in yours. I had a lot of trouble printing this this lesson for you this time. It was a lot of computer issues. Not actually computer issues, internal programming issues. So did I actually say day 3? I don't have to edit that. Oh, I did. After so many edits. Anyway. This is not lesson 3, this is lesson 5, and I know that, but when I had to rewrite the entire lesson, there were some glitches that happened, and that was one of the edits that didn't get caught, so let me fix that. That's the other thing about being with me live on these video podcasts and whatnot, is I edit as I go, if I find any mistakes. So anyway, lesson 5, live on Facebook at LMCC Women, or on YouTube, or Zoom. At 7 a.m. or join the recorded sessions on YouTube or my Dwelling Richly podcast, which all of you are on one of those at this point right now. Welcome. Glad you're here. As you read in the introduction, we are reading and writing the entire book of Hebrews over the course of this study. I'm assuming that you have read the entire introduction. Lesson 5. Please go back and read that, by the way, if you're just joining us. That will help. It will give you the rationale. It will introduce you to me and my style and how we're going to move through this study. I think it'll really help you understand where we're going. So if you haven't already done that, go back and read that introduction. Lesson 5 covers Hebrews 5, 1 through 14. At the end of this lesson packet, I have provided several blank pages for you to write the word. Use these or any pages, maybe your journal, to write the chapter of Hebrews. And at the end of the study, you'll have written the entire book. What a treasure. While you study Hebrews, write any notes, thoughts, questions, even drawings that will help you engage and understand the scripture. Before you read and write, pray that God would open the eyes of your heart to clearly see clearly the wonders of his word, and that you would be given wisdom to grasp and apply what you're reading. I provided for you a prayer that I prayed as I wrote that day of study. As I got into the word, I prayed and I wrote the prayer out for you. And so you can read along with me and pray, or you can just think in your own prayer. But I encourage you to make sure you spend time in prayer. Open up that communication with God. Let him know that you aren't just there to get into the word to get an assignment done, but you really want to have a relationship with him. So please pray before you read the word. It'll make a huge difference in your study. A woman came to me not long ago and said, I don't feel like I'm understanding. I'm having trouble with the study. I think I'm going to quit. And I thought, oh, well, I don't want her to quit. So let's talk about this. What are you having trouble with? And she explained that she wasn't understanding the word as she was reading it. And she just felt like she thought she was dumb, actually. I thought, oh, I don't want you to feel dumb. Anyone can read the word. God's word is deep enough for a child to wade in and deep enough for an elephant to drown in. It is deep, but it's definitely something that a child can read. So I asked her a little bit more, and it turns out she hadn't been praying at all. No prayer at all before she began her study. She just opened her book, got in, and, you know, basically she was treating it like a homework assignment. This isn't a homework assignment. This is your personal connection time with God. And I said, I asked her, are you praying before you began? And she said, No, I don't know. And she couldn't remember it. I said, well, then you're not praying. You're not remembering. You're not praying. She started praying, and after we talked a few days later, she called me up and let me know that that had made a huge difference for her and that she felt way better about her study. And I guarantee you right now, it's been a couple weeks since then, she's feeling even better and better, and she'll continue to do that and grow if she continues to pray, and you will too. So please pray. Hebrews 5, 1 through 14 is what we'll read through today. If you haven't read chapters 1 through 4 yet, be sure to read them as well. Hebrews 5, 1 through 14. If you haven't written them, write them. And 1 through 4, I mean, write those and then write this week's chapter as well. And then we're going to write and memorize Hebrews 4, 15 through 16. That's not a typo. I wanted to go back and memorize that ending verse of Hebrews 4 because it really is an ending that leads right into chapter 5. We have to remember that chapter and verses were added later. They were not part of Holy Scripture. They're just a way to help us to find verses and chapters and whatnot. So we are going to memorize Hebrews 4, 15 through 16 this week. That's not a typo. So I provided space at the opening of each lesson for you to do that. And I have written it there for you in the English Standard Version, which is the version we'll be using throughout this entire Bible study. Why not take a picture of your writing today, of your Bible study spot? I love seeing those posts on Facebook or any kind of social media. Send those to me and hashtag that with Radiant Bible Study, LMCC Women, and Dwelling Richly. Use the hashtag in front of that and tag me personally if you and I are friends. If we're not already, you can send me a friend request and let me know that you're reading and enjoying. And for me, I love the idea that I'm sitting here talking to this camera, but just beyond this camera, I see my sofa, I see some chairs, I see the chairs at my dining room table here, and I know I have a vivid imagination, but I actually really do imagine you are all here around me right now. It's not just me talking to a camera, it's me with you. And so when I see you share the picture of where you are doing your Bible study, it helps me to visualize it even better. And in addition to that, I pray for you. When you tag me in things, when you share, I see who you are, I connect with you, and I think about you during the day, and then I pray for you specifically. So please do that. It's a great way for us to grow in our community in this Bible study. All right, let's get into reading, and hopefully I won't lose the camera. Ta-da. I'll get some water. It's a short chapter. So what are we at? 12-minute mark here. If you're new to joining the study, I try to do the study time with you at the same pace that I would do it myself. Spend a lot of time thinking through it, which is what we're doing right now, and the prep time for that, and then the reading and the writing, however long it takes. And they generally take 20 to 30 minutes. I think on any particular day, I might get going a bit and take a little more than 30, but generally speaking, they're under 30, between 20 and 30. So you can plan your time accordingly. All right, here we go. Thank you, God, for your word again, and let's get into reading Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. I don't know about you, but reading through that passage reminds me again where I absolutely had to change my original plan from doing chapter 5 in 4 days of study to increasing that to doing it to whatever ended up being, I think, 6 or 7 days of study. There's a lot to unpack there. For starters, that might be a new word for you, a new name for you to hear, Melchizedek. That's the pretty much the Greek way to pronunciate it, to pronounce it. In Hebrew, it would have been Melchizedek. It's in Hebrew. It's an original name in Hebrew. We are going to spend a lot of time with Melchizedek or Melchizedek over the next several weeks, because from here, chapter 5, all the way through to chapter 10, verse something, I forget, the author of Hebrews is really going to dig into this concept of Jesus as our high priest. And we're going to hear him reference back to this mysterious priest named Melchizedek or Melchizedek. We're going to hear about it a lot. So I'll give you a little bit of introduction to Melchizedek in this week's coming up lesson 5. But we're not going to dig into it as much as we will in the coming weeks. So don't worry. We'll get into it a lot more if you feel like, who is this guy? That's a good question. You should be asking that. Actually, this is one of those chapters that I'm hoping as you read through it, you were asking questions. You were thinking, what does that even mean? And I want more information about that concept, or I need to understand this part better. What is he referring to here? As you go through, a really good technique on your read-through day is to write out what you feel like you already know. In fact, I like to do this in three columns. I call it a KWL on the top of each. On the K column, write down what you feel like you already know. As you read through, you're like, that looks familiar. Or from last lesson, yeah, I understand what a high priest is, Jesus, things like that. What are some concepts that you're reading? You're like, I know that. And the next column is W. So K and then W. W is what I want to know. What I want to know. And so in that second column, you're going to list out any verses that you read that put a question in your mind. Like, who is Melchizedek would be an obvious question, right? You should ask that. What does it mean when he talks about milk and solid food? And what does this mean that Jesus had to learn something? He had to learn obedience through suffering. Jesus had to learn stuff? You know, you should write those types of questions down. And then the third column you get to write in when you're finished with the study. In fact, I might even put that KWL chart in your next Bible study lesson just to help you think it through that way. But it's a really good technique when you're approaching a new chunk of scripture, a new chapter, new book or whatever, and just write it out that way. Read through it all together. Write down what you feel like you feel comfortable understanding, names, places, concepts. Second column, what you'd like to learn. Third column, go back and write down and sum up what you did learn. Really good technique for getting into the Bible, and I use it all the time. So I'd encourage you to try that as well on your own. Didn't include that in this chapter, but as I'm saying it, thinking, maybe I'll put that for chapter 6. Yay! That means those of you who are in on the podcast, you get to be ahead of the game knowing, hey, I know what she's going to do next. All right, you know what we're all going to do next is we're going to practice our memory verse. So let's go back to Hebrews 4 and move up there is Hebrews 4. Let's go back to Hebrews 4 and memorize or say out loud, at least for now, that final verse there. And we'll practice saying that, memorizing that together. So this is Hebrews 4, 15 through 16. Here we go. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Great verse, right? I know. I love it. We couldn't not memorize this verse. It's such a great verse. This will help us to really solidify our understanding who Jesus is as our high priest, and also to get it into our brain that we are approaching a throne of grace. And as I mentioned in my talk last night, and I will again in a moment when I head over to do my talk this morning, this is not a throne of terror. This is a throne of grace for those who have the relationship with the high priest, a throne that we can approach with confidence, a throne at which we will find help, we will find mercy, we will find grace. We'll find so much there as we approach that throne. So memorize that and write that out in your study today. And as soon as I hit the end of this podcast button, that's time for you to bring out your blank pages at the end of your study and write, let me get this, hold on, there we go, and write all of chapter 5, all right? So hopefully you've got chapters 1 through 4 already done. And if you're brand new and just joining us today, this is a great day to go ahead and read through all of Hebrews and then start writing Hebrews. Don't worry about going back and start writing 1 through 4. Start today just writing 5. And then later on in this study, you can add in and get back to 1 through 4. But you're going to really be happy at the end of the study when you have the entire book of Hebrews handwritten out. Isn't that going to be neat? I can't wait. All right. Hey, quick tip for tomorrow's study. It is a little bit longer than usual. I've taken verses 1 through 4, and I'm teaching them. Well, we're going to go through them together in two parts. But if you'll peek ahead, you'll see there's not more questions than normal. But I think it's going to take a little bit longer than our normal 20-minute session. So it'll for sure, I'm thinking it'll take us a full 30 minutes tomorrow to do our study. So plan accordingly. I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thank you for being with me on the podcast. And God bless you. I'll see some of you in just a minute as we head over to the Bible study. If you aren't able to attend the Bible study live at any time, remember, I always record these. They're up and available to you. And the teaching session that I do every 2 weeks is recorded only on the podcast. I don't do those on video. It's only on the podcast. So go to the podcast. Last night's teaching time is already up and available. If you hear his voice, we had a great session, very powerful last night. And I'm looking forward to teaching it again this morning. And so join me with that by listening in on the podcast. All right. Bye-bye for now. God bless you all. And you are loved. You are prayed for. Thank you for checking in and letting me know you've been here. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.